This is Twit.
He's been everywhere, man. He's breathed the mountain air. He's crossed the Desert Bear. You know who I'm talking about, Johnny Jett. Now, were the deserts bear or were you bear, Johnny, when you crossed them? That's what I want to know. Johnny, no, I'm sorry. I forget I mentioned it. JohnnyJett.com. He is our travel guru, helps us use technology to travel better. And he's finally, after how long have you been away now? He's finally home.
I mean, I came home for one night 3 weeks ago, but my wife and son have been away for 6 weeks. So we're back.
Wow.
But we leave again this week and for a big trip.
Oh,
pretty big. I mean, not.
Now, when Johnny and company travel, where do you go on vacation?
We don't really go on vacation, you know?
Your whole life is a vacation.
Well, fortunately, my job allows me to travel. So when we go on vacation, we go home. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm fortunate to be able to, you know, work and have fun at the same time. I love what I do. And, you know, it's trying to get people to travel better, cheaper, yeah, and safer. And
not a bad
life. That's how I do it.
Well, do it now. Let's do it. Let's do
it. Yeah. Well, last week I left off. I think I was in Connecticut or New York City. We flew in from New York.
He doesn't even know, folks.
Well, when I called in.
I think you're in Connecticut. You were looking out at the ocean.
Okay. So we went to New York for a few nights after that and had a great time. And so to come back to L.A., you know, we flew the day after July 4th, July 5th, Independence Day. So we flew July 5th and we took the 6 a.m. flight because I was able to use my miles for my wife. 32,000 miles for business class, and American Airlines never opens it up for that cheap. Sometimes it's 80,000 miles. So, you know, you pick flights that business travelers don't want to be on, and none of them want to be on, you know, an early morning flight right after a holiday. And so I was able to buy a business class ticket for $500 on the, you know, coveted New York LA flight, which is lie flat seats, and it makes it so much easier to travel. But, you know, we had to wake up super early, and that's why my friends always call me Johnny Jetlag. That's one of their nickname.
Yes.
And I'm jetlagged right now, I'll be honest. And so I have an app. It's called Time Shifter.
Ah.
Have you heard of this one?
No.
So it's on – actually, I just tweeted it. I tagged you in my scheduled tweet, and so you should be able to see it there. But it's on iOS and Android. This one's not free, but it was developed by a Harvard Medical School associate.
So is this a jet lag cure? Because I could use one.
I mean, supposedly, I don't really believe that there's a cure, but I'm willing to try pretty much anything. I know what works for me. So when I fly, you know, let's say if I go LA to Asia or Australia, I know, you know, you arrive at 7 a.m. in the morning usually, and I know I'm going to be jet lagged.
Yeah.
So I try not to take a nap, and if I do, I take a really short one, and I try to do it outside on a park bench for like 10 minutes, or I don't go underneath my covers. And just try and get on local time as soon as possible. And I think this app, you know, it tells you what
helps
are the best
you
time
do
to
it. It
just, exactly.
It guides you to the right things to do.
Right. And they have individual plans. You can have one, you know, one trip for $4, $5, $4.99.
Oh, you pay by the trip?
You could, or you could do an annual subscription for $25, $24.99.
You know what? If it helped with jet lag, it'd be worth it. Now, do you notice that jet lag, since you Johnny Jetlag, since it's your name, is worse when you're heading into the sun, when you're heading east, or is it worse when you're traveling with the sun heading west?
No, I think it's, you know, easier going west. You know, New York, L.A., it's much better when I get to L.A. I get up super early. I'm so productive. The day, especially when you get on a 6 a.m. flight, you land at 9 a.m., and it's like, feels like the longest day of the year, but you're so productive. On the other way, you leave, let's say I leave LA at 6 a.m. I get into New York around 3 p.m. And, you know, your day's already shot. And then by the time you wake up the next morning, you know, you're waking up at, let's say you wake up at 7 a.m. like I do, and it's really 10 a.m. over there.
Yeah.
And so, my God, I'm done.
Yeah.
So for most people, it's easier going west. And I'm
with you on that. When we went to Japan, we were all ready for big time jet lag because it's a huge time difference.
Yeah.
And we recovered quickly. In a day or two, we felt fine. But then coming home, heading east, took us like a month to get normal.
So this guy actually, he claims he's worked with big time celebrities, even astronauts on how to cure it. He gives these plans. You know, you have to answer some questions like, you know, where you're going, the times you're you eat and things like that. And so they have all different things. I usually start getting prepared the day or two before. So if I'm in LA and I'm going to Europe, I'll try to go to bed much earlier than I normally do just to get on that schedule, and I'll eat. And when I get on the plane, I set my watch, although I don't use a watch anymore, but I used to. I would set my watch to whatever the local time is, and yeah. I would try to eat and sleep whatever times you're going to, and just stick to it. And if you can fight the first night, the hardest night is the first night, I think.
Yeah.
But if you can avoid taking a long nap and getting messed up, but everyone's different, and that's at least for me. And so anyway, I'm willing to try this app. It's $4.99.
Try it for one trip, right? Why not? Okay.
And also, sunlight is basically jet lag's kryptonite. So if you're going, like, if I'm in Sydney, I'll go for a walk around the harbor, the botanical gardens, and just soak in that sun, because it will definitely.
That's a nice thing to do anyway, just a nice thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love, and don't fight it. I learned not to fight the jet lag. So instead of waking up in the middle of the night and just counting sheep like I used to, I now go to work for 3 hours in the middle of the night, and then I'll go back to sleep for a couple hours.
Somebody, a very kind listener, once sent me a book, very hard, rare to find book, that prescribed diet and all sorts of changes. Like 2 weeks beforehand, you have to reduce your carbs and all these weird things. And I figure if you do all that, maybe it would work, but it would just seem like too much work for me to do all that. So I just decided I'll be sleepy for a while. I'll be like the zombie, the walking dead for a few days. Big deal.
And plus, when you get on the plane, they're going to, you know, fill you up with carbs and salty food.
Well, that's
food.
The thing. The plane doesn't pay attention to the time zone. It's just, well, we're flying at night, so I guess it's nighttime. We'll wake you up at breakfast time, and it's just doesn't work so well.
And most people just eat because they're bored.
I eat and sleep on a plane. What else is there going to, what else do you do?
So the tip is, you know, eat before you get on the plane, and then tell the flight attendants, your seatmate, or even wear a mask that says, don't wake me up. Because that drives me nuts when a flight attendant will come by and say, would you like your meal when you're sleeping? And I'm like, no, now I can't go back to sleep.
Lately, they've been saying ahead of time, should we wake you up? And I like that. No, you can say
I do
no.
too. Yeah. But they don't do that in coach. So
yeah, there you go. Maybe that's why it's been happening lately.
I got a game. I just heard you say you're going to play some games in your next
yes.
show.
Yes.
So have you ever heard of Akinator? Akinator.
No.
Okay, this has been around for a while, and it's in like 10 different languages. So this will blow your mind away. So if you're ever in a long line waiting to get on a plane, or you're on a plane, or you're at a...
Can you play this on the plane? Because I could use...
Well, it needs Wi-Fi. It does require Wi-Fi.
Okay.
But if you just pick the most obscure real or fictional character and answer their questions, and they'll guess it. So I guessed, mine was Chewbacca, and he got it right away. And Natalie did these...
it's like 20 questions.
There's like 10 questions, yeah.
But I mean, it's like the game, 20 questions.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But just do it during the next commercial, and it will blow your mind.
He's like a genie.
He is a genie. He's a genie Akinator.
Oh.
And it's a French company. And although I did do Fozzie Bear, as you can tell, I have a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
It's French. He got that one wrong. He got the Fozzie Bear
wrong.
It's
French. You didn't know from Fozzie Bear. If you did Tintin...
Actually,
maybe.
Yes, he was.
Tintin, if you do asterisk.
You play online or I don't actually even know if there's an app. But
there is an app. There's an iOS app called Akinator from Elo.
So that is it. But you could do it online, akinator.com.
Johnny Jett, you're a great way to pass the time. Someday I'd like to travel with you and just watch what you do. You'll find all of Johnny's great tips, all of the information he talks about, not only on our website, but also on his. In fact, while you're there, subscribe to his travel newsletter, johnnyjett.com. Johnny, safe travels. We'll see you next week.